안녕하세요, bitches. Guys, okay, so welcome to my podcast. So recently, I've been hooked on K-drama. My siblings are tired of me. Like, I'm speaking Korean now. Like, I feel like I'm more Korean.
Yes. There.
Where? Kazamida. Okay, okay. Let's get serious. So, today, we're talking about the panic. Our topic today, actually, is the panic of growing older. The panic of growing older. And I won't do it without my permanent guest, Phoebe and Michelle.
Hello, everyone.
So stay tuned as we introduce the topic. So guys, welcome back. Like I said earlier, today's topic is the panic of growing older.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a young adult. Phoebe, you're a young adult. Michelle, you're a young adult.
Yes,
so we all know the pressure on you. Especially when you're even done with school.
Yeah.
Phoebe, you're still in university.
Even as I am in university, like, everything is just, oh my God. What am I going to do when I finish? Yeah, like right now, university is my only safety net. I don't even know what I'm going to do in my life when I come out.
Me, I'm done with uni. Okay, so in case I haven't told you guys, I'm a law student. I just finished uni, and in Nigeria, after uni, you go to law school. That's where they'll call you to bar, so. But situations happened, Sha. I won't be going to law school till next year, and I'm doing my service. So in Nigeria, that service year is like what they call service in Nigeria is you serving your country.
Yeah, yeah, you like how Jemima's Koreans go serve in the army.
Yes, okay. So unlike Korea, it's compulsory for both male and female in Nigeria. So during your service year, you work for the government and they'll pay you stipends. And they expect you to figure out yourself with stipends. So yeah. So like, panic of growing older. I'm panicking right now. How will I figure myself out
with less than $100?
$100 is like $50,000.
It's $50,000.
Sorry, less than $50.
Less than
sweet.
No, it's sweet.
$50.
Yes, $50.
I think they will be above $50.
Yes,
less than $50.
You have to figure yourself out with a little bit above $50,000. Yes. A little bit above $50 in a month. Seriously?
Yes! I have college to buy you and everything. I don't know how I will do it with less than $50. Michelle, you are almost done with service. Like, how is it for you?
Getting it real hard. like
there's so much pressure everywhere. It's just, you don't even know what to do with yourself sometimes. You just wake up and be like, oh my God, am I in this position?
I asked Michelle the question though. Michelle,
no, seriously, it's really, really hard. Because man, you get this from mom, you get from dad,
get from outsiders,
yeah,
that you don't want.
You're eating all my food. What are you bringing to the table? Like, your parents, your uncles, Michelle, what are you doing now?
Our first issue is young adults. Like, young adults. When I'm talking about young adults, I'm not talking about teenagers now, like those in secondary school or high school. I'm talking about those that are university, you know, they are younger than taking care of themselves in uni.
Yes.
So, those in university, those that are done with uni, like, talking about the first issue is how they put a lot of pressure on themselves.
Yeah.
Like to achieve so much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually.
And leaving the fact that they are just like they're young.
You're young. You still have your whole life ahead of you, and you just put unnecessary pressure on yourself from like. You are 18, you are 19, and you are worried about, oh, I want to be rich, I want to have so much money, I want to buy rich, I want to buy... Like, take a chill pill, bro.
But, Phoebe, you can't actually blame them, you can't just, you can't blame them.
No,
some of, we can't blame them. You understand? Like, imagine going on social media and going on Instagram. Make TikTok, someone is already a rich person. Just TikTok, just singing and dancing. That person is like fucking rich.
Just and you just doing pranks on TikTok.
Do you know some of them will go to uni and you went to uni, you got back the degree, and there's nothing to show for it.
Really happened. See, as a kid, part of the world, as a kid, you're always asked what you want to become when you grow up. Like, you always try to say, oh, some people say, I want to be a doctor,
I want to be a lawyer,
some be like, I want to be a journalist.
Like, I remember I had like 3 career aspirations when I was like 8 years old.
Some are like, I want to be an engineer and stuff, but the problem now is. Over time, you see that these things may not be attainable.
Mm.
Sometimes you may not be good in maths, so you may not be able to study. It's not because you're not intelligent, you're not too good in maths.
Mm.
So you may not be able to study engineering. Mm. So from there, you start realizing that life is not the way you think
it is.
It is, So you start like, what's happening? Start even changing career path, then afterwards, choosing that career path, you realize that this career path is even the right choice.
People that study engineering, but
let me tell you the truth, there are some people now, even they didn't change their mind, they won't end up studying that engineering, and they will not end up not being as rich as they thought
because all they told them as kids that if you study a very good professional course,
you have a lot of money.
You have a lot
and
of
then
money.
And then there are a lot of professional people that are not school. Even having half the money that unprofessional guys are having.
Yeah. Yes. So all these things now put pressure, serious pressure.
But I think in our generation now, I think social media is the chief.
Actually, social media is the chief pioneer of placing this pressure on young adults. Like, you see celebrities achieving things at 17, 18, 19.
They will come online and tell you, I achieved this at 17.
Like motivational preachers, as I will call them, motivational preachers will tell you, if you're not succeeding, you're not doing this, you're not living your life the way you're supposed to live your life, like, all these things is just like it's unnecessary.
It places a lot of
pressure. So much pressure on you as a young adult, and the social media will not tell you that there are other people too that have achieved this that did not achieve it that early. All you're seeing is the money that they're having and the places they're traveling to and the cars and the houses that they have. You're not seeing the how long it took them to achieve it. You just social media just make it look as if with a snap of a finger I'm going to get this and I'm going to get that.
So
yeah,
Michelle, your own take on social media.
Social media, trust me, it's the world of social media, as Dave Chappelle say, is not a place. As in, that place is no place, man. It's another world. Like, it's a built up world. It's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, a lot of people don't get it. They don't they don't have those cars to take pictures. You understand? And kids see, no, young adults see these things and feel they should kill to have it. Like they should kill themselves to have it. Some go
into drugs.
Go as much as selling drugs. Some go as much as
being fraudulent.
Like in this part of the world, man. Young youths in this part of the world are
into fraud,
like girls, boys, and I know these people on social media, most of them then have what they
claim they
have. Yes, so that's one thing you should know, that okay, we should get calm down, man. Yes, yeah, so it didn't work out. Just okay, the school you went to didn't work out, like everything you did didn't work out. May I believe young adults should just okay, what's happening? Which aspect of this thing should I go into?
Yes.
Which aspect of what is happening in the world, lucrative stuff happening around you that I should go into?
That will give me money.
Yes. Put like 2-3 years, 4 years into studying it, and I believe.
I feel like everything you want is actually attainable. If you just have to actually put your mind into it. Everything you want to do is attainable. So like, don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. I'm not saying you should not work hard, because people confuse working hard with pressure.
Pressure, that's true.
You understand? I'm not saying you should not work hard, but you should not work hard.
You should not kill yourself doing it.
Don't kill yourself. Live a little.
Yeah, don't kill yourself doing it.
You understand? So another issue I was talking about with my friends that like the other day was that parental pressure too actually influence this.
True,
parents are actually part of the issue we have with young adults,
so
trying to achieve.
Yes, like they struggle so much to achieve because of the pressure their parents
place
on them. Because, okay, don't worry, these are parents.
They're sleeping by 7 o'clock in the night. What are you doing? Your mates are not asleep. Your mates are making waves. You're sleeping by 10 o'clock in the morning. Why are you not waking up by 6? Why are you not waking by 4? Why are you not making money? Like, you know, your parents actually do place a lot of pressure on you. Like, they believe that, oh, since I sent you to school, primary school, secondary school, university. I even tried to help you with your master's. Like, you're actually supposed to
start making money
and dishing it to me. You get like that? Like, think that's what's going on through parents' mind.
And I feel like, apart from you guys brought the example of parents schooling you, sometimes they don't actually have to tell you the way their body movements. Like, I have to just. I have to achieve, if not, I'm done for. You understand? So, another thing is that I feel like some parents don't actually put pressure on their kids, but the youths or the young adults, as you put it, will feel like, my parents have done so much.
I've really tried for me.
But you forget the fact that these are your parents. This is what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, it's their responsibility. It's not a privilege.
It's their responsibility. So I feel like you should be able to. You should understand this: the fact that they had their own life. They live that life as young adults. You should also live your life. You should stop living. Being what your parents expect you to be. Be what you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like all this parental pressure, at the end of it all, apart from your parents putting it on you, you put it on yourself too.
Yes.
So
you help them put it on you.
Yes, you help them. Like trouble was there on his own, but find me.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, and that thing is life decisions. Apart from finding jobs, life decisions like marriage, this part of the world.
Okay.
Why are you not married?
If you finish
school, and you find somebody to marry, just marry.
Just marry.
I was okay. I entered university. I actually entered university at a young age. I was my first year in university. I was 16 years old. It's very young. I should not say this out in public. But my first year in university, I was 16 years old. And before I went to school, my mother said that if I find somebody that I want to marry. My mother says that I should bring at 16, oh, like at 16, she's like, I should bring the FC. Like, is that what you are
supposed to be advising? You are like, I feel, I don't know, a lot of people have been able to break. Like, me, I don't know for other people, me, I feel a lot of people have been able to break.
Yes,
break out of that.
Yeah, I'm out of that bondage, Joe.
Because I don't get it. You, like, for example, take us. We all did, we all went to a boarding school.
Yes.
So, your primary school, you went to school, you did not go out like that, you did not socialize, you went to a boarding school. After boarding school, like me, I went to a private university in Nigeria.
And
private university in Nigeria can't go out. You are always in the school environment. You can't leave the school.
Yes.
So you can imagine that I finished that, I went for service. Like, I did not have time to socialize. Next thing, marriage. Like,
that is forever. Oh. Like, this is spending the rest of your life with a total stranger.
Yeah.
Like,
that thing is not forever. That's talk about that.
But
one.
That's the idea.
The fact that marriage cannot be forever.
I beg, if you are emotionally abused in the marriage, because no abuse, let's leave it for another day. Marriage talk is another day. But I'm like, we should stop putting it. I don't know. Like, but as a girl in Nigeria, once you just turn 22, 23,
yes, 24, that is the panic of growing up.
Like, your biological clock is ticking. It's ticking fast. If you don't marry, you
should marry and have children as fast as possible, so that when you're old,
your children will take care of you.
you'll be able to have fun when your children are older. Can you imagine the stupid excuse they are bringing?
Like, why would you have fun now? I keep having fun even when. Is marriage not fun? Is that what you're saying?
Marriage should not even be like a criteria for you living your life as a human being. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so.
It's not a degree. It's that you are bagged. You understand?
It's not a measure for achievement.
That's the right phrase.
Yeah.
It's not a measure of achievement. Like, please. Please, daddies and mommies and little
anybody
ones
that is listening to this,
it is not a measure of achievement.
Live your life, and if marriage comes in,
it comes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have get.
See, I mean, it's still pressure. Now. It's still pressure. See, like, okay, as for me, based on, I think I finished university at the age of 26. So now, okay, my mates. Okay, I finished secondary school at the age of 18. Then my mates that I finished secondary school, I think out of that something girls, I think just 7 of them have gotten married. And I think the youngest person in our class then. Okay, the average age of the girls in our class was like, let me see. Let me say 17. Yes. Now, I won't say my age, but I'm close to 30. Let me just say that. I'm close to 30.
It's in the mid-20s. It's in his mid-20s.
I'm close to 30, and most of my female friends are. Most of my classmates then should be clocking that almost 30. Now, imagine that in Nigeria. If you are 24, you should get married.
As a girl.
Imagine what's going through the head of those girls now. Like,
I'm sure they are actually panicking.
Like,
I'm not married.
You understand? all not this pressure, though. All this pressure are not necessary.
Yes.
Like, they are not necessary at
indeed.
All. They should reduce this pressure on us. Like,
yes.
May I feel, don't, guy, leave the, if it comes, it comes, man. Yeah,
if it doesn't come, live your life.
Like, my friend was telling me the other day that.
Because me, the truth is, sorry. The truth is that I may not get married right now. Mm. Like, I've not even gotten the kind of money I want to get before I get married. Now, let's say, it's just, let me just be hypothetical. I get married at the age of 35.
Mm, yes.
The truth is, I don't want to marry a girl of 34.
Why? Why not?
We'll talk about that. But I want to marry a girl of 34. I want to marry maybe girl 24. Girl 24. Okay, you understand how thing? That's
me. That's my daddy. That's me. Actually. That's 10 years
ago. Okay, man, forget
it. I can't marry 10 years ago.
I want to marry a girl of 24. I want to marry a girl of 25. Now, imagine now. So, are you trying to say, because those girls of, those my mate of that something that I haven't gotten married, they should be seen as outcasts? No, I don't see that. That's my decision. And these girls now, if they get someone, they should not see them that these girls shouldn't marry because they are old. But this part of the world we are, this pressure
like
constantly.
Even 1 year older than you, like, ah, you're marrying an old
one. As in, you have to see girls.
Like,
you have to see my mates, like, when I see them, how they are complaining about how pressure is on them. Get married. If somebody's getting married,
nah, yeah,
if
one school, of their, you should be married.
If one of their mates is getting
now.
Married, man, like, what they used to, like, the way they used to feel, the way, as in, you can see the depression.
Like, my friend was telling me the other thing, like, pressure. She's on her own, and one of her friends told her, like, the guy is the same age with her.
Yes, so.
The guy is the same age with her. The next thing for you is marriage.
Like
you still
and the
think
next thing
like
for
that.
The guy is not marriage.
It's not marriage.
He wants to make money. But the next thing for the girl is, as in, come on.
Let's not talk about this issue. This
is still the pressure. All these things are, yeah, it's pressure.
Like,
boys now, like, seriously, boys are really getting their own big time. Big time. Because, man, this girl.
But as I think the girls get. And get married. I tell the boys make money. So that we can start a family in the future.
As in, seriously, like, these boys are really going through a lot. Like, if boys are stealing from guys, boys in Nigeria now, okay, if you don't have money, nobody will look
as like they have their hands in every single place, trying to make as much as possible.
Seriously, let's just give. Yeah, no,
I just feel like if every young adult stop putting pressure on
them,
change the narrative.
Yes, what they should do. Let's see. Finally, what I believe is that, yes, have something going on for you.
Indeed,
don't
see. It's necessary.
50 Cent said this: get rich or die trying, but never stay broke.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, have something going for you. Try to always make money, but don't put pressure on yourself.
Yes.
Like, don't say, this thing, I must kill. Yeah, I have to kill
myself
to get it.
Imagine you are making money in this. Let's say, example, you are working in, let's say an engineer, you are making money from that. You are also doing another side business again. Then you now still want to, you feel like you are not making enough money. At what age?
I know of a friend.
Before you turn 50,
you may be successful, yes, but you will not be happy. You may not be happy because all this money is safe. Talk. Because the truth is that all this money you want to get safe, like, to what end?
Mm-hmm.
You just want to have what you want. You don't know what you feel. To me, as a person, if I can get everything I want without having money, then money should just go to hell. You don't get what I'm saying.
Yes.
Just give me everything I want. Take money away from me. I will like it. I will even like it very well. But it's just that money is what I need to get what I want. That's why I want to make money.
True.
You understand? So the truth is, just hustle. Like, just do what you are supposed to do. Keep doing it. Just keep doing it. But reduce the pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Because young adults now are collapsing. Young adults now
like
are committing suicide.
Yes, at 24, you're having high blood pressure. 25, having
young
high blood pressure.
Young adults are
like
committing suicide for not being able to achieve. All these things are not supposed to
be happening. Of underachievement.
I say.
You
see people younger than you, and you see people younger than you achieving things.
you see people younger than you achieving things, and it's be like, I'm not doing enough. What this girl, this guy is younger than me by 5 years. Like, and I'm not doing enough to get what this person got at this certain age.
There's another thing that make people. Like the pressure on them.
Mm.
Imagine now, I go to ask my guy for something, and the guy doesn't give me. Feel okay, let me try and do this thing to pay this person back.
Yes.
So that when he doesn't have you, like, who told you that that guy will still remain broke?
Don't also, give a fuck.
The person will just move on with his life. Yeah, just die. Live with
do,
the fact
do
that
your things for yourself.
Yes,
yeah,
you
know that person.
If you are okay, if you are handicapped in any way, ask a friend. If that person is not being
it's not like motivate you. Okay, I need to have my own thing for myself.
But that motivation is not for you to go and
revenge.
Someone will be like, okay, I asked this girl out, this girl didn't
because I don't have money.
Who wants to be the broke person? Myself.
You understand? But don't try to make money because you want to get back at the girl.
Yeah,
just try to make
money. Oh, yo, I made money.
The girl to me also be rich. You understand? Or go and marry a rich man. She doesn't care about you. So reduce the pressure on yourself, man. That's the truth.
Guys, I'm so happy.
It's important.
Whoa! So we are done for today.
Yes.
Jaja.
I'm feeling we are not done. I've not cried. I've not jaja. Calm down. So in conclusion, I just feel we should stop putting a lot of pressure on ourselves. Live a little. You are young. I don't understand why you would not live small. Go for concerts.
Yes, have fun.
Go
to a restaurant.
Your friends. If your friends invite you, go out and join them.
True.
Don't say, I'm busy. Every time you are busy. Live a little. Stop putting a lot of pressure on yourself. Like Michelle said, work hard, but don't put pressure on yourself. They're totally two different two different words. Work hard is different from pressure. Like, don't confuse them. You can work hard and be achieving what you want without putting pressure on yourself.
It's very possible.
Very, very possible. Thank you guys for coming for listening to my podcast.
Yeah,
that's been an amazing time with my permanent guest. I forgot to tell you guys the reason why I named them my permanent guest. So my last episode, people really enjoyed it. Like, I was like, wow, it was very interesting. I was like, okay, I need to make my siblings my permanent guest. So you get to listen to them more often now.
True. So, be here for you, man.
In my new Korean language. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast, my audio mark. I'm on Spotify, I'm on Google Podcast, I'm on Anchor, I'm on Apple Podcast. You can find me. I'll soon start uploading YouTube videos. I just need to get a good camera. Support me so that I can get a good camera. It's not easy. Like I said, I'm receiving stipend from the government.
We're starting from scratch.
So, support your girl. So, bye from all of us here. Cha-cha! Final cha-cha!